31. Minutes earlier, in the sky above the flattened ruin of London, Philip asked Jeff where the Magnuses were hiding and received the answer,
"We don't know."
As the wizards bickered about whether or not that was an adequate reply, watched silently while Roy got a cough drop, then engaged in a stunning and out-of-character display of mid-air unity, Maddie and Brewster hovered nearby, still cloaked in Sid and Gilbert's invisibility spell, watching the proceedings through their periscopes. Maddie whispered,
"Brewster, Jeff knows where they are and he's trying not to tip his hand. The Magnuses must be close. Come on, wherever they're going, we have to go with them."
She heard no reply, turned her periscope to where Brewster had been floating beside her, and didn't see the tip of his periscope. She blinked in confusion for a moment, but was jolted out of her mental gridlock when someone directly in front of her hissed. She turned her scope forward. She saw her parents, Gilbert, Sid, and many others all grouped together, but her view was distorted, and she saw the tip of Brewster's periscope.
"What are you waiting for?" Brewster asked. "You coming or what?"
The two of them flew as fast as they could toward the flying clutch of wizards, all making a show of comforting Jeff while grasping each other's arms or shoulders. Maddie gripped Gary's arm, close enough to where Roy was holding it that it probably felt like one hand to Gary. She reached her hand out far enough behind her that it extended out of the invisibility field. Brewster's hand extended out of his own invisibility field and grasped hers. The group teleported as one. They materialized a small distance away, directly over the duck blind, and felt a very hard shove to one side. Maddie's fingers immediately lost contact with Gary's arm as he and all of the wizards fell away. Maddie panned her periscope downward and saw them all, tumbling and screaming, still clinging to each other. Sid and Gilbert fell slower than the others, still attempting to fly, but the weight of all the wizards dragged them down to the ground as well. The wizards flew apart and hit the muddy ground in a cluster, like shotgun pellets hitting wet clay. They all struggled to their feet, swiveling their heads and swinging their hands and staffs around as if they intended to perform either magic or karate at the first thing they saw. Maddie felt Brewster let go of her hand. She turned toward his floating distortion and said,
"None of them knows we're here."
Magnus Rex unzipped and stepped out of his camouflage tent, smiling and waving. The wizards below them attempted to attack, but didn't seem to be capable of flight or any offensive spells. Magnus Rex said,
"Did you think I wouldn't be prepared?"
The twins watched their mother and father as Magnus Rex explained the no-magic zone. They desperately wanted to see some indication that would let them know that their parents were in control of the situation and everything was going according to plan. Instead, they saw genuine fear on Gwen and Martin's faces as they scrambled to get out of the way of the limp body of Magnus Galka landing at their feet. The expressions of fear did not subside when many tons worth of stone from the surrounding fields lifted into the air and swirled around Magnus Rex. Brewster said,
"They really don't have any magic."
"No," Maddie agreed. "But we do."
"Yeah. And that means that Gilbert and Sid do too, and Magnus doesn't know it. That gives them a huge advantage, as long as they don't let on."
Sid said, "Pardon me, dear fellow."
Maddie and Brewster both groaned. Sid continued,
"Just to clarify, am I to understand that your macro, as you call it, prevents the castigation? Is that the word, Gilbert? Castigation? I'm looking for the past tense of the act of casting a spell."
"Casting," Brewster said.
"The proper word would be casting."
"Or use," Maddie said. "Why not just say use?"
Below them, Gilbert said,
"Wouldn't it just be casting?"
"No, there's got to be a term more baroque than that. But castigation doesn't sound right."
Brewster said,
"Utilization."
Gilbert said,
"Castration."
Maddie snorted contemptuously.
"We're gonna have to help them. I don't think they can help themselves. Come on, Brewster. Maybe we can sneak around behind him."
Maddie flew around to her left, Magnus Rex's right, taking care not to put herself between him and the powerless adult wizards. Brewster followed.
Yeah, let the grown-ups be a diversion. I'm sure we can, I don't know, hit them with a rabbit from behind or something.
Gilbert launched a rabbit that flew straight at Magnus Rex and clamped onto his arm, then hung there, writhing uselessly. Magnus Rex let the rabbit dangle for a moment, demonstrating the attack's impotence. When he seemed certain his point was made, he sent all of the boulders swirling in his orbit, flying directly at Gilbert, Sid, and the wizard surrounding them. This delighted Brewster and Maddie, as neither of them had liked the idea of trying to make their way through the vortex of boulders, like a giant 3D game of Frogger, with their peripheral vision and depth perception completely blocked by their periscopes. Now that the boulders were out of their way, they floated down and landed softly on the ground behind Magnus Rex. Across the field, the last of the boulders smashed itself to rubble against the invisible shield Gilbert and Sid had erected. The magicians counterattacked, wrapping Magnus Rex in chains and sealing him in a tank full of water. Brewster whispered, "Aren't those designed to be escaped from?" Maddie said, "Yeah, but I doubt he knows how." The tank exploded.
"I stand corrected," Maddie said. "We gotta move."
Magnus Rex stooped over and swept his hand in a broad, scooping motion along the ground. Across the way, Gilbert, Sid, Martin, Gwen, Philip, and many others lifted off the ground in the grip of an immense, ghostly hand. Magnus Rex tightened his fist. The ghostly fist tightened as well. Magnus Rex shook his fist and whipped it straight down, slamming the twins' parents and their friends into the ground. Magnus Rex knelt down and pressed his hand into the ground as if he were trying to push the earth away from himself. The wizards flattened to the ground, pressed under a huge, semi-transparent palm. With his other hand, Magnus held his staff aloft, beginning to cast a spell. Maddie said,
"We need to stop this."
Brewster asked,
"But how? What do we do?"
Maddie removed the invisibility spell and reached into her hat.
"We do exactly what they told us to do if there's trouble. We teleport away."
Brewster removed his invisibility spell as well, and they both ran toward Magnus's back. Maddie selected a target location as they ran, and the instant she and Brewster made physical contact with Magnus, she initiated the teleportation. Out in the mud, the giant hands vanished, releasing the pressure on the wizards. As they sat up and looked around, they saw Brewster and Maddie materializing in their midst with their hands on the shoulders of a very confused-looking Magnus Rex. Magnus Rex lurched away from the twins, blinking and emitting random vowel sounds. He spun around no less than 3 times, coming to grips with the fact that he was standing outside of the area where his magic would work, surrounded by the very people he was just using his magic to mash into the mud. Then he seemed to get a hold of himself and said,
"Everybody, wait right here."
He took off, running as fast as he could across the muddy ground and wet grass to his duck blind, where he would be able to use his magic again. Gwen followed, slowing after several steps to spin around to look at the other wizards with a mixture of confusion and disappointment on her face. Philip saw what she was irritated about and shouted,
"After him!"
The wizards stampeded around Maddie and Brewster, running as fast as they could, wearing full-length robes in the soupy conditions, not to mention the fact that none of them was in peak physical condition in the first place. Gilbert and Sid remained behind, looking at Brewster and Maddie with big smiles on their faces and wet mud on their tuxedos. The twins looked at the wizards jogging and slipping and cursing their way across the marsh, Magnus Rex well out in front. Brewster turned to the two magicians.
"Aren't you gonna use your magic to stop him?"
Gilbert shook his head.
"No, you're going to use our magic to stop him."
Sid said,
"Indeed. You've already gone 90% of the way toward total day savory. It'd be damned unsportsmanlike for us to swoop in at the last second and claim all the glory. Besides, this is a fine chance for you two to try out a couple of your non-rabbit-based attack options, if we might be so bold as to make a recommendation."
Maddie and Brewster flew over the struggling, mud-caked wizards, their satin capes fluttering in the wind, top hats sitting on their heads with a rakish tilt. Gwen shouted,
"Be careful!"
Martin said,
"Go get him!"
"Carefully,"
Gwen added. Magnus Rex had only 20 or so muddy yards left to go when he heard Martin and Gwen talking to their children. He made the mistake of twisting around and looking at the twins coming, costing himself valuable speed. Brewster asked,
"Shall we?"
"After you," Maddie said.
Brewster removed his hat, reached in, and made a selection. The air around Magnus Rex seemed to burst with live doves, flapping and fluttering and flying in circles around him, wrapping him in thick white cotton cords that tied themselves off in large round knots. Magnus hopped in place, his legs bound together and his arms pinned to his sides. Maddie reached into her own hat to choose her attack spell. A line of three giant metal cups, each the size of a porta potty, appeared in the sky, their open ends pointing down. They slammed down to the ground, the middle cup covering Magnus Rex. The cups shuffled themselves, sliding around each other in graceful curves, carving muddy gouges in the turf. After 10 full seconds of constant, bewildering motion, the cup stopped. Philip said,
"Good work, both of you!"
Maddie and Brewster thanked him. Philip asked,
"So, which one is he under?"
Maddie said,
"You have to guess."